July 17, 2020 at 3 p.m. This is a special fellow city council meeting. I'd like to call to order at 3 p.m. and if you'd all please rise. To a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and wisdom for the city council as we make our decisions today. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I can make note of the record that all council members are present, save Regina Doro, who I understand will be here late, and so I'll announce that for the record. There she is on cue.
What about Mark Smith?
Excuse me. We're also missing council member Mark Snyder. So, with that, I entertain a motion to excuse Mark Snyder, and if he does come, I'll note that for the record.
We'll make a motion.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Also note for the record that people are practicing social distancing very well and in this meeting, and I'd like to open it for any citizen input. Anyone here would like to address the city council at this time? Okay. Hearing none, we have item two is our approval of today's agenda. I'm entertaining a motion to approve our agenda today.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We don't have anything on the consent agenda, so I'll move to our current business. Current business today is a proclamation to declare a civil emergency related to COVID-19. So I'll read that proclamation. This is a proclamation of a civil emergency related to the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. Whereas the first confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus have been detected in Washington State, and the Centers for Disease Control has issued warning regarding the impacts and severity of this event. And whereas COVID-19 is a respiratory disease that can result in serious illness or death and can easily spread from person to person. And whereas on February 29th, 2020, the governor of the state of Washington proclaimed that a state of emergency exists in all counties in the state of Washington. And whereas on March 13th, 2020, the President of the United States issued a proclamation declaring a national emergency concerning the COVID-19 outbreak. Whereas COVID-19 events have occurred in surrounding counties and disruptions of important services, damage to life or damage to property can be expected from the above conditions. And whereas measures must be taken to protect the public health, safety, and welfare within the city of Othello. And whereas the city resources related to continuity of operations, public information, and funding are expected to be severely affected and or exhausted. And whereas the foregoing affects the entire city. And whereas the Adams County Health District has declared a local health emergency. Now, therefore, I, Sean Logan, the mayor of the city of Othello, pursuant to Othello Municipal Code 2.62, hereby declare a state of emergency to respond to the impacts of COVID-19. And be further proclaimed, this declaration is cause for activation of emergency plans and utilization of emergency powers granted pursuant to RCW Chapter 38.52 and RCW 39.04280. which allows streamlined processes for purchasing goods and services, as well as expanded government authority. Be it further proclaimed that the mayor of the city of Othello and such other personnel as it may designate are authorized as state and federal assistance and potential reimbursement for local funds spent on COVID-19 response. Now therefore, I, Sean Logan, the mayor of the city of Othello, declare a civil emergency relating to the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, signed the 17th day of March, 2020. Before I move to item B, I want to state for the record that the city is working with Dan Weiss here, the county's emergency operation director, with our local medical community, the state or the county health department, and state and federal agencies, in addition to all of the staff here at City Hall, to make the adjustments that are necessary. We're all scrambling, trying to figure out what this means. To us, at certain times, we have gone back and forth, but I think that the city, I think what citizens need to know is that the city government is prepared for this, and we look forward to leading the challenge. So with that, I want to go to the resolution of the city of Othello, ratifying proclamation of the civil emergency related to COVID-19. Resolution number 2020-02 is a resolution ratifying a proclamation of the civil emergency related to COVID-19, and this is what's going to take city council action. Whereas on January 31st, 2020, the United States Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar declared a public emergency for the novel coronavirus beginning January 27th, 2020. And whereas on February 29th, Governor Kay Inslee signed a proclamation declaring a state of emergency exists in all counties in the state of Washington due to the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state, and directed that the plans and procedures of the Washington State Comprehensive Emergency Management Plan be implemented. And whereas on March 13, 2020, Washington State Governor Kay Inslee announced that all K-12 public and private schools in Washington State must for 6 weeks from March 17, 2020 until at least April 24, 2020. Whereas on March 16, 2020, the Adams County Board of Commissioners declared a public health emergency to allow Adams County to take steps necessary to prepare and respond appropriately to the outbreak. And whereas on March 17, 2020, Mayor Sean Logan issued a proclamation of civil emergency related to the novel coronavirus pandemic to be an emergency in the city of Othello and pursuant to the provisions of state and federal law. Whereas the health, safety, and welfare of the city residents, businesses, visitors, and staff is of utmost importance to the city, and additional future measures may be needed to protect the community. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Othello, by the City of Othello, Washington, that council hereby ratifies the proclamation of civil emergency issued by Mayor Sean Logan for the city of Othello as of March 17, 2020. Council further finds that an emergency exists and authorizes the mayor to waive any necessary competitive bidding requirements related to the COVID-19 emergency, adopted by the City Council of Othello, Washington, the 17th day of March, 2020. With that, I would like to open it up for any questions from the council this time regarding the resolution. Yes, Corey.
So I have a statement, and I haven't quite figured out how to tactfully say it, so I'm just going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a real issue with this. Wasn't even put on board last night. We had a lot last night. Most of the county council work all day long. I know I got home 5 minutes before the meeting. I had zero chance to read any of this. I did last night look up the civil emergency code, and there's some issues with that. I have some real issues with precedent.
Mm-hmm.
I can't good faith vote for this the way it says. The only way, the two ways that I would consider voting yes on it, would instead of having an automatic expiration date that can be renewed, and the council has to be kept fully informed of all the decisions it's made, especially obtaining the consent. I have no issues not being able to read any of this.
Okay, so one of the challenges that your staff and the city government is facing is that the pace of government right now and trying to keep up with what the governor and with what the president are, these proclamations and restrictions and closures of schools and closures of restaurants and bars and hair salons and everything has caused us locally here to scramble. And in conjunction with all of the staff that work here at the city, we spent a considerable amount of time yesterday. We were in a conference call with MRIC regarding this. They outlined some of the legal requirements that we were going to be required to do with regard to this outbreak. And then we had a staff meeting this morning, and we were sitting around very much like you guys are right now, and separated and coming up with the best plan that we possibly could in order to meet these challenges. So we recognize, and you know me as the mayor, I've been the mayor here for 6 years. I've worked with all of you individually, personally, and you know that I am a collaborative mayor. I am not an autocratic mayor who's looking to grab power, who's looking to establish himself for some kind of title. What I'm trying to do is put before the council this plan, realizing that this plan is a model. This plan is probably going to change in some form, which would require us to come back to council approval to make any changes to it. And we don't intend to abuse our authority. And the reason is because otherwise you'd lose trust in the local government. So that's my best explanation. A lot of this got put together during the day and later this afternoon. We've done our best to put this in front of you, but I recognize and acknowledge that you haven't had, in your case, you haven't had a chance to really read through all of it, and I understand your concerns. And so maybe I could turn the microphone over to our police chief, Phil Shank, and you could address some of the emergency issues that we're talking about.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Councilor. In 2016, we put two ordinances in front of City Council, one being emergency management, where currently we contract with the county to provide emergency management services in the form of the emergency operations center for the county and the city. The second ordinance that we put in front of council at the time was emergency powers. And what that establishes and the purpose for that is, first, it's to set succession time. So that if the mayor is unavailable, which council member takes over, if that person isn't available, who is the next in line? And if that person isn't available, who will be the one after that on down to the staff members or non-elected. Now, in throughout that, there are checks and balances, reasonable checks and balances. And what your suggestions are I think, totally reasonable.
I read the ordinance last time, and I'm not convinced that this actually falls under the definition in that ordinance. And the way I understood it, there was a curfew at 10 o'clock last night, it was a really long day already. But the way I understand it, there is no checks and balances. It's basically the one. And I'm not, I want you to understand, I'm not talking against you.
I'm taking sure you understand that.
Yeah, and I'm taking. Because this basically says about one person element. There's no checks on that. But like I said earlier, I would consider voting for this with an expiration date added in there, a 30-day expiration date, and that we have kept up to, the council has kept in the loop of what has been done.
Okay, so is there anyone else who has any comments?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
So I'm in agreement in some of the statements. As well as the proclamation. I guess I'm not real comfortable just reeling over the amount of power the ordinance would allow without, like Councilman Everett said, the checks and balances. And I think that the comfort level would be there. If there was an expiration date of that, having said that, I think the mayor over the years has exemplified his passion for the city as a whole. So, fear of sounding like I'm against this, I'm not. I just think it was a little bit more. The dangers do exist, and I'm there. And forgive me as I'm scrolling through this to make sure that I'm not missing anything. So I don't know, can you get, this is my first time ever being in an emergency, it's an elected official, can you get an expiration? Is there anything to add in there that would say, in the time of emergency, this goes away after this time frame unless adopted? Extensions that are there. I don't see. For the record, I do believe we are in a position.
I'd like to respond partially to Councilman Erickson and Councilman Everett. And again, I'm not the council, but I need to make sure that's clear. With this, the section B in 262.010, because what types of emergency, in this case, natural or disasters, of natural cause, only changes of natural cause. And that's so that we do believe this falls within this ability to declare it. But the section, and I think to leave some of council's concerns, many of the actions that this gives the mayor the ability to do are under what's called orders. So for example, if the mayor decided to declare an order setting a curfew, which I think all of us, we value very much our First Amendment rights. The idea of a curfew was one of the first things I did when I came to work in the fellow and come to City Council was repeal our curfew ordinance. It's First Amendment right to have. Now, so to leave that, when we wrote this, we added Section 11, which is under. Again, 262.030, such other orders as are eminently necessary for the protection of life and property, provided, however, that all orders issued under any provision of this section shall, at the earliest practicable time, but in no event more than 72 hours after the proclamation of the respective order, be presented to the City Council for ratification and confirmation. and if not so ratified and confirmed, shall be void. So that has to do with the orders. It doesn't have to do with the spending portions. And you know, currently we have no significant expenses. The issue is by and it's a matter of practice and recommendation in these emergency powers to declare this emergency so that we can tap into federal and recovery monies as those are necessary. And I think very much if we were making substantial expenses, we would be putting that to council.
Okay, so that's like if it was 10 o'clock last time I did it on the I need that in there. So I apologize for bringing that up, but I appreciate you pointing that out.
Yeah, I want to protect my rights too.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Chief. That actually is a lot of questions as I scan quickly through this.
Okay. Is there any other discussion, Council, you want to have on that resolution? All right. With that, I would entertain a motion to for the Council to adopt this resolution.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution.
Okay. Motion made in seconds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The next item is a discussion of the City of Othello Emergency Management Plan. And I think I'm going to let our police chief do that discussion.
Can I want to rephrase a little bit. This is not our emergency management plan. We actually contract with the county emergency management to provide a comprehensive emergency management plan that is for the entire county. So we actually have those. It's sitting on a table in my office. What we don't have is what's called a continuity of government, continuity of operations plan, which basically takes some of the ordinance a little further and outlines mission priorities as well as succession planning, if we needed to relocate buildings, if we needed, for example, the police chief isn't available, who's second in line. While council is established pretty clearly in Municipal Code 2.60 and 2.62, where it spells out that it's mayor, mayor pro tem, and then council members by seniority, it can actually get down to the non-electeds, in a significant factor. Well, I wouldn't say good then. But what this does is it's a next step setting priorities that support very much the mission and the services that we want to present. This is something that I worked on back 4 or 5 years ago. It was drafted until then. It's actually in pretty good position. It doesn't conflict with the current comprehensive emergency management plan that we have in the city. It actually would work very well when the Emergency Operations Center is activated. So what we have in front of you, and to read it, and I'd say it's mostly done, but it is also partially still a draft. It doesn't assign powers, if you would put it that way, when we're modifying anybody's civil rights. So I would encourage council to look at this. I would encourage council to actually approve it. I don't think you'll find anything objectionable in it, but if you do, then you can unapprove it. But this gets us started in the right direction.
Okay. Any questions, Council? So this would be the adoption of the draft, I guess. That's what I would consider it. And it's going to have to be a working document that we continue to spend some more time on, because much of this has happened very quickly. And so staff has been scrambling to try and meet those demands, and they're changing daily. And so this is our best snapshot today. And if you would be so inclined, I would entertain a motion to adopt this, and we'll consider it a draft.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Then move to item D. These are some addendums to our personnel policy with regard to the COVID-19. So we listed those as the COVID-19 personnel policy addendums. Those require city council approval. And those were not posted that long ago, so I'd like to go through them with the council tonight. Okay. So this first one is regarding emergency telecommuting. While our state and nation are in crisis dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak, the city is taking reasonable steps to provide critical services. At the direction of the mayor, personnel may be assigned to periodically work from home or telecommute. These steps are intended to minimize the spread of the COVID-19 virus. While it is understood that some job functions cannot be accomplished outside of the workplace, many responsibilities can. This assignment is not a vacation. Employees must remain available to come to work immediately when needed. Computer access. Employees assigned to telecommute will be provided remote access to their workplace computer. All security requirements remain in effect. While an employee may use their personal computer for remote access, they will not download work product to their personal device, nor will they print documents on home printers. Police employees will only access criminal justice information services on authorized work computers. Telephone. Employees assigned to telecommute must have telephone access and answer when called. When possible, desk phones should be forwarded to their telecommute phone device. Workplace employees may also transfer calls to the telecommuting employee. If the employee needs a city-owned device, they must make arrangements with their supervisor. Arrangements. And break and meal periods. Employees assigned to telecommute are responsible for scheduling their own luncheon and breaks, and under the work schedule, while assigned to telecommute, an employee will work and be available during their scheduled hours. Overtime is not authorized without supervisor approval. Okay, that's the telecommuting portion. And then we have another one, and that's the emergency paid administrative leave. And while our state and nation are in crisis with the COVID-19 outbreak, the city's taking these steps to provide critical services. These steps are intended to minimize the spread of the COVID-19 virus. And when an employee is sick with COVID-19 symptoms, they must remain home and take sick leave. The mayor may determine it is necessary to quarantine an otherwise healthy employee. This may be due to an employee being exposed to a known or suspected individual either in the workplace or outside the workplace, and our desire to limit exposure. In this event, the mayor may assign an employee to emergency paid administrative leave as a quarantine measure. When possible, an employee on emergency paid administrative leave will be assigned work to be accomplished under the same guidelines as the emergency telecommute policy. Emergency paid administrative leave is a work assignment and is not a vacation. The duration. The mayor or his designee will determine the initial duration of the leave and communicate this to the employee. This duration will be determined based on current information from the local health department. Telephone. Employees assigned to emergency paid administrative leave must have telephone access and answer when called. Work schedule. While assigned to emergency paid administrative leave, an employee must remain available during their scheduled hours. Sick leave. When an employee on emergency paid administrative leave becomes ill, they must report to their supervisor that they are ill. At this point, any new leave is reported as sick leave. If this illness is suspected or determined to be COVID-19, the mayor or his designee may determine the employees to be symptom-free for a period of time before reporting to work. Callback. The mayor or his designee may call an employee on emergency paid administrative leave back to work at any time. So these are steps that we received guidelines from MRSC, which is the Municipal Research Services Corporation that the cities and counties depend on for legal advice. This was in their webinar yesterday, and these are the steps that the city would like to adopt, our staff and the mayor would like the council to adopt, so that we can make these adjustments with our staff during this current time. So with that, I'm going to open it up to council for questions or comments. Okay. That, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the personnel policy amendments as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So now I want to get into some, I'll call it unfinished business, but this is business that the city is currently conducting, and I'm sure the council has some questions. You're still in city council, you still have you still need to know what is happening here at the city government and what's going on. I'm going to read a statement, and then I'm going to open it up for the council then to discuss any of your concerns or anything that you're aware of, that you want staff aware of, so that we can follow through on. The city's undergoing a significant amount of adjustments to respond to the COVID-19 outbreak. The number of regulations that's being issued from the governor's office, the state department of health, and the federal government. Your city government is prepared for this challenge. The steps we are making today are to protect the public, and I want to emphasize they are temporary. In order to do so, we are going to temporarily limit physical access and direct exposure to city employees for the next couple of weeks. Rest assured, the citizens will continue to be able to do business with the city. We will publish details by each city department by tomorrow on Facebook, so you can still receive answers to your questions, pay your bills, buy a permit, and get service in doing business with the city. The city's in the middle of at least 5 major construction projects. Well number 10, the 3.5 million gallon water tower, the Hawk system bump outs and lighting on Main Street, Ash Street safe routes to school project, the sewer cameras cleaning and lining project. All of those projects are moving forward as scheduled. We're postponing the following events until we can reasonably reschedule these events. The first one being the pet rescue vaccination clinic that they have here annually. We're going to reschedule the citywide cleanup, which was scheduled for April 6th through 11th. And spring baseball, which was scheduled for May 9th, that is apparently was something that had spoken with Randy, our park and rec coordinator. He said Little League is the one who has pushed that back to at least May 11th. So we were scheduled to have our opening day on May 9th. So we are pushing that back, and we'll provide details on that. Other cities that currently are now keeping their city council meetings to just really high priority business. So with that, I would like to cancel the April 6th city council meeting. In the event, according to the ordinance that the council just, or the resolution the council adopted, if there's any orders or action taken that would rise to the level that the city council needs to be involved, I'll call a special meeting again that I am required to do by this ordinance within 72 hours, so that the council will have a chance to vote on whether that was appropriate or whether they disagree. And in which case it would become null and void. We are going to cancel the spring flag football and the spring soccer seasons. That's at the recommendation of the Park and Rec Department, because it's difficult to schedule those sports with spring baseball all at the same time. And families also trying to balance their schedules. So we still have a fall flag football league and a soccer league, but at this time we're still continuing the hope that we can have our spring baseball, although it may take place more over the summer. We also wanted you to know that we don't expect anything drastic to happen here in Othello, but we all need to take precautions to minimize risk. We need to adjust to this new normal, which we emphasize is temporary. The speed at which the city has processed your request may be slow or slower as in the past, but we will get to your request. The Adams County Development Council, in an email to me this afternoon, they have developed an economic survey to determine the impacts of the COVID-19 virus, and they've also provided a list of current resources to mitigate economic impact to the small businesses here in Othello in order for them to seek assistance because of a downturn in business or change in business. And you can find out more about that at growadamscounty.com. We've also had an encouraging information being contacted by local businesses who are interested in wanting to help. We're in the process. Other residents and other people in the community and those businesses are in the process of working out some details, which we'll announce as those are confirmed. The city's parks are still staying open, and we are, again, I guess I just need to emphasize, if I had to do this myself, I don't think I could do it. I need this city council. I need this community, and they need each one of us. And I think that as we continue to walk through what this unknown is over the next at least minimum of a month, and it could extend, I think that as we, the key to each of us is to communicate with each other and to do everything we can to minimize our risk, and yet at the same time, we have to live our lives. We have to go on, and going on then creates opportunities that we wouldn't otherwise have a chance to do when we're all spending more time at home together. And I saw an excellent post on Facebook that said, well, now that you're going to be spending more time with your kids, maybe this is the time you teach them how to change oil in a car. Maybe this is how you teach them how to play card games. Maybe this is how they learn how to, one of our city employees, they were teaching their girls how to make bread. These are times that we can spend with our kids that we can remember not as something we were just trying to get through, but something that is more rewarding to each one of us. So I just want to emphasize that. I wanted the council to know what we have done in the last week. It's really, honestly, it's been stressful, and it's been stressful on you as well. And we recognize that it's been stressful on the community, but we are all in this together. We're going to continue to work. And I will say that the medical community of this city is ready to meet the challenge. And they're ready to help you. They're ready to, if you're sick, of course, really, I'll just remind you this, the same basics. If you're sick, stay home, get well. If you continue to stay sick, make an appointment, go see the doctor, and they stand ready to help. So with that, now I want to conclude my remarks, and I want to open it up to the council if you have any remarks.
Mayor, so we have National Day of Prayer May 7th. You do better to cancel it. I know you canceled spring volleyball night, May 9th. That's before that, so.
The only reason we canceled that was because Little League didn't want anything to start before May 11th. By May 9th, or by May 7th, Angel, we may have already news that the spread of this COVID-19 is on the decline, and so we may get back to a more normal scenario. So I would keep it until further notice, because I think anything that's scheduled out in May, I think we just continue to plan for it, and things in, you know, towards the beginning of April and such, I think it's pretty much a no-brainer that we do need to limit our social interaction. And, you know, the other thing is, with electronic media available today, we still can do Google Hangouts to talk to people, we can Skype, we can text, we can Facebook Live. So there's lots of ways to interact that don't include everybody being in the same room. So we're fortunate. John?
Mayor, what are your thoughts on the city park? The city parks remaining open with some of the newer information coming out on the sustainability of virus on services. When I think of city park, my head goes right to the slide swings and monkey bars. Of course, there's much more to the city parks, like the open grass fields and basketball courts, but more focused question toward the playground equipment. Have you thought about that, or do you have any? Not to put you on the spot, I'm just curious.
Well, I think that question, you know, we have Jay Weiss is here with us, and he's part of the Emergency Operations Center. He's actually the director. Jay, can I defer to you for a quite further response?
Throw me under the bus.
We also have this conversation.
Updating you on my end of it, I've already talked with Sean a little bit. I'll get back to your question, but I've already talked with Sean. I plan on having my policy group where the cities and the county will visit at least once a week and talk about some of the emergent things that are going on and how are we going to get through those. If you have questions, direct them to the chief or the mayor, who can get them to me, and then I can run those past at the health officer or up the chain to the state and see if there's been anybody else that has discussed that kind of a quandary. I don't know. I don't have any information on that. Right now, what seems to be coming down is they want you to be outside, but they don't want you to be outside in groups. So, that's all I can offer at that time.
I think that information is very critical and very important. I saw a deal on Facebook where there was a notice from the county, and it was conducted by the sheriff, that as of today, there was no reported cases of COVID-19 in Adams County at all, but there were 11, and I'll call them investigations, with regard to the possibility of there being people that might have it. So I think it's important that, you know, to keep the information out in front of everybody. I mean, because I'd certainly like to know if there's no reported cases and we're not getting people coming into the clinic and getting, you know, tested and it's showing itself, that I'd really like to know that. That way I can have some trust in the environment that I'm participating in.
And that's the point of attack. I want to try and keep you guys ahead of the game so that you can know what you need to do for the community as well as your staff. So it's still a moving target. We're trying to collect that information so we can give it to you in nice and concise without a bunch of extra stuff there. We don't have any confirmed yet. We expect to have confirmed. It's just a matter of having the tests come back. So far, I can't tell you how many have been tested. I can tell you that 19 tests have come back non-patients. But I can't, and there is none, no positives at this time. So, but that's...
We can't make all of the decisions for the general public. I mean, we cannot govern ourselves to the point of where they don't even get to think about what they're going to do. Is with regard to using a city park, if you're a parent and you have children, that is your concern. Okay? If we shut the park down, then we're prohibiting them from utilizing it completely. Okay, I don't think it's necessary for us to make those kinds of decisions for the public. You know, it's there, it's available to you, but use caution. Take hand wipes with you, take, you know, hand sanitizers, and you know, in your everyday life, you're going to come across other things other than COVID-19, flu, influenza, are just, you know, the natural comparison. So I just don't think we can take away every single thing that, you know, we can't govern.
Our best attack is to continue to spread the word that good hygiene, wash your hands, sanitize the best you can. You know, most of the sprays will work on heart services, things like that, and social distance. And if you have a risk factor in your family, whether it, you know, somebody that's in their 30s that may have COPD, or somebody, you know, you have an elderly person in your family, those are the ones you really want to watch out for. So that's where you want to minimize that contact and exposure issues. So that if you take that responsibility, we should be okay. And by doing the social distancing, what they're trying to do is spread this out as opposed to peak. Because if it peaks, we don't have the capacity to handle it now. Yeah. If it spreads out, we're going to be right on the verge, but at least we're able to probably handle it a little bit more in our capacity. So that's what we're trying to do. And then they've had several studies. They always bring up those St. Louis versus Philadelphia and how St. Louis did social distancing back in the teens and how they had the same amount of people infected, but the resources weren't overrun. Whereas Philadelphia let everything go on and they got hammered. They had a lot of deaths. So if we can continue to kind of just practice this, we should be okay. Not over here in Cape.
Fair enough.
And when I brief the chief and the mayor tomorrow with the doom and gloom that we're going to prepare for, it might be a different story. So we'll see.
Yeah, fair enough. Thank you. Yeah, and for the record, I'm in no way advocating for the closure of public parks. I'm completely in agreement with Councilman Wallace. Just curious if there have been any development on that. Some of the newer things that are being published around the virus.
That's the one thing I have not heard of doing. Numerous problems called it.
Yeah, I'm an advocate for self-quarantining and social distancing and hygiene, but you got to let your kid get out. Yeah, if you don't.
You know, even on the national news, every night you report it, the target changes regard to the symptoms and what you should be aware of. The only thing they seem to agree on is shortness of breath. You know, because in 60% of the people contracting it, they don't get temperatures. You know, and then they keep telling you about, you know, if you have an elevated temperature along with a congestion or shortness of breath. Sometimes it may not be congestion, it may just be a slight shortness of breath. There are just very strong, healthy people out there that aren't going to be impacted as significantly as others, and they may be the ones that are carrying it around.
There's an interesting graph that they were showing how in South Korea, they test everyone. Korea does. And the population in their 20s and 30s, sky high positive test. Those in Italy were only getting tested if you had the symptoms. And those 20-year-olds were low because they had no symptoms. So what South Korea showed you is that you could be a carrier and not have any idea. That's what scares the health system right now, is that you can be a carrier and not have any symptoms.
Okay. Sean?
mentioned canceling April 6th. What about the other two before that?
Okay, we don't have another meeting the rest. We do have a meeting the 23rd. We're still having that meeting because we have business to conduct. You know, there's contracts that we're trying to adopt, and so we're still planning on having next Monday's meeting. And we're still planning on having a meeting on the 13th. If you want to move the calendar, Spencer, we're still planning on having a meeting the 13th and the 27th. So the only one I was going to cancel or would like to cancel is the 6th of April. And this
I'm sorry, it was the 30th of this Tuesday, this Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I was thinking this too.
And if we have concerns with regard to being in proximity to each other, there are certain medical masks that will work. They just have to be a certain type. It's not a dust mask, it's an actual medical mask that nurses can wear and that our healthcare people wear.
Those are running in short supply right now, so they're probably not a lot of people taking them away from the healthcare system.
Okay.
I think everything's running in short supply.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, is there any other statements, council? Is there any concern you have? How about from my department heads? Is there anything you want to state for the record at the moment?
Well, for what Gina said about the next meeting on the 23rd, if you don't feel well and you don't want to come in, we can also do remote access, so you can call in.
Correct. So we'll send out details to all of you via email. If you were still planning on having that meeting in person, and but if you're not feeling well or you would prefer to just do the call in, we're certainly going to make that available to you as well. And then we'll evaluate as we go along. What we need right now is time. Time will tell us more of the details of what's happening with the spread, whether it's lessening, whether it's maintaining, or whether it's increasing. And so with the passage of time, that's going to help us make our decisions as we go forward. But I really appreciate council. I appreciate your questions. You guys have all worked really closely together on a lot of issues, and you've moved this community forward. And while this may seem like a bump in it, I think that's all it is. I think that ultimately we'll have a chance to look back on it. And I think that we're going to see that the city of Othello and its city council and its city government responded well. So with that, is there anything else, Chief?
I would like to say a few words.
Yes.
So first thing I'd like to reassure is to the community and the council, law enforcement services are going on as usual. There's no reduction in staff. In fact, we're increasing our presence. So law enforcement services are going on as usual. The second thing is I'd like to just put out to our community and ask council to help spread the word. Stop hoarding. There is adequate toilet paper. There is adequate flour. There's adequate bread. Let's stop hoarding this stuff so that the supply chains can actually catch up. And but then the final thing is this is a great opportunity for all of us to be looking out for our neighbors. If you've got the little old lady that's living down the road, this is a great time to check in. I'm not saying go in and visit. This is a good time for all for social distancing. But make sure she has toilet paper. Make sure that she has food. And it's a great opportunity to look out for our neighbors and our community. That's one of the things I love about this community, is we take care of each other. This is the perfect time to do that.
Angel.
Mayor, so this is an emergency meeting. There's more than 10 in here. So how are we going to handle our council meeting, being there's 8 of us and 2 staff? Well, how are we going to control? Now, we're not going to sit together. We're going to practice social distance here as council members. How do we control the public as far as numbers?
Okay, so going forward, Chief, what do you want to address that?
People are lacking face to face.
We would encourage very much
community members to connect in and watch on Facebook Live. It's not a good idea for our, if our Catholic community is concerned, we get on the phone and talk to us. But to come to a council meeting right now is probably not recommended. In fact, we may take some steps. I mean, this is one of the first times I think we broadcast a city council meeting. Council members could also dial in, and this is a good time to think about it. And I think health-wise, if the next two to four weeks, from what we're hearing from the health industry, is a critical time. We want to slow this down.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, I want to say one, and just make a comment, and I think Chief might have stolen notes, is along the lines, I think the mayor had mentioned it in the past, this is our opportunity to come together as a community and define ourselves as that, and with some of the, I hesitate to use the word peers that are out there, it's probably hard when you go into those frames of mind, but I truly do believe Othello is a strong community, and we have the ability to take this head on, done in a proper fashion, and some form of way that you find out thus far. So I wanted to make that comment using the public platform. If anybody's watching, that would be something to take for our community.
Thank you, Doug. Anyone else?
We just all need to remember that old British slogan, keep calm and carry on.
Yes. Yes. Lady, do you have anything you want to say? Okay. Corey? Okay. Any of my staff? All right. Back to the agenda. Is there any unfinished business council wants to discuss? Is there any new business the council would like to discuss? Having no further business, I'd like to conclude this special meeting of the Othello City Council at 3:58 p.m.